What it is, it's trying to be here for folks that have probably been in town all along, but have not been recognized. We're trying to give them a space where they can feel safe to be themselves.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio. Anywhere on the internet, anytime, anywhere on the internet, the WFPR.FM, and in the local Franklin, Mass. FM radio dial 102.9. Here in studio today with a couple of folks from the Franklin LGBTQ Alliance. Thank you for coming in. How are you doing today?
All right. Enjoying the weather.
Excellent. Yes, it's good. We'll take it while it lasts. Rumor has it won't last forever, so we will enjoy it while it does last.
As long as it's this nice on the 22nd.
This is true. And you've put the order in already, I think.
Yeah, we have the order in as long as they don't lose it.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So we've got that settled so we can go forward. Yes. So, yep. Robin Baidia, welcome. And you're the president of the organization, as I recall.
Self-proclaimed. And I hope that others proclaim it as well.
He is the president.
I was going to say, I thought Amber said she was stepping back and Robin's taking over.
I assumed the responsibility around September of last year, and I've had a lot of fun.
That's good. It's good to have fun.
Yeah. I moved here about a year and a half ago with my boyfriend.
Okay.
And the very first month we were here, we found an ad for Franklin LGBTQ Alliance.
Excellent.
In the local town pages. So we decided to join, and the rest is history.
The rest is history, as they say. And it's still being written to a certain extent, right?
It is.
And Jennifer Rossing?
Yes, Rossing, yes.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I joined the Alliance in spring of 23, I want to say.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Spring of 23. So just about a year ago.
Yep, just
time flies!
Yeah, about a year ago last March. So, okay. For this past March.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That does fly.
It does.
It's been an amazing year. Things have definitely changed in my life because mm-hmm. of this organization. So.
Oh, good. And we celebrated Saturday, June 1st, with the Pride flag rising at the municipal building.
It was amazing to see. It was amazing. It was a honor and a... joy to see the town support its citizens, all of its citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to say that they're welcome here and that the town itself wants us to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, Robin?
I'd love to hear your perspective since you've lived in Franklin longer. So you've seen what changes have happened over the last few years and how much work it took to get the flag raising to come about.
It's interesting. We've lived in Franklin for 20 years, but my wife only realized she was trans and came out as trans the summer of 2022. So I have to admit that if it didn't make major news, we weren't aware of what the situation was. We didn't have the Alliance yet. The nice folks, Sarah Allegretti and Sarah Mabardi and mm-hmm. Patrick Kittner, they're the ones that created that based on a need they saw. And so there just wasn't anything, I would say. I don't feel like at least there was anything obvious to me, but then again, I wasn't looking for anything at the time, so.
Hmm.
The group at Dean College existed, but there wasn't a group for the town.
Yeah.
Is what I understand.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And Dean, of course, school year based, so you didn't really have something full year to that extent. No, it's certainly been, from a reporting perspective, and I've been here 28 years, something like that, reporting the last 18 years, I used to start describing Franklin as respectfully kind of a middle school kid. There were times when they really wanted to behave adultish.
Yeah.
And there were times when they really did not want to behave adultish.
Yeah.
They've gradually changed a little bit over the last few years, primarily because, respectfully, some of the older townies either have moved away or, unfortunately, have also, you know, moved on, which that happens with life. You know, we go through cycles. We go through, you know, there's certainly a life span, and some of them have reached it, and the town has continued to evolve accordingly.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, we still have a way to go. It's not perfect, but it's certainly better than it was a few years ago.
It's improving. It's improving, and that's all we can do, and that's why we're here, is to keep working on making it improve.
Right.
I know that it can be... Change is always super hard, and especially if it's change of the place where you grew up that you consider home.
Right.
And it's a fact that folks come to Franklin because it's such a wonderful town.
Yes.
But then we get here and we, by our nature, having moved in, change its mix. And that can really upset some folks that have been here from the start.
Right.
I understand that. What I want to say to that is just that what we're doing here isn't meant to cause any harm. It's not meant to force anyone into something. It's trying to be here for folks that have probably been in town all along but have not been recognized. We're trying to give them a space where they can feel safe to be themselves.
Other than the pride flag on the 1st, you've got another event coming June 22nd, which is the 2nd or the 3rd iteration? I think it's
the 3rd.
This is our 3rd annual pride event in Franklin.
That is progress in and of
it's
itself.
Amazing.
3.
And there was a dramatic increase in the number of vendor and nonprofit participation between the 1st and the 2nd events.
Okay.
We hope to have even more participation this year.
This also is good. You like growth, or especially when it's kind of organic to that extent.
Right.
Yes.
My phone has been kind of going off the hook the past couple days with vendors who have found out that we're having our Pride event and they want to join in.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good thing. More for people to come see.
Sure. So as I recall, noonish to 6 or so?
12 to 4.
12 to 4.
12
close.
To 4. Yep. So
4 hours.
4 hours, and that doesn't sound like very long, but when you're there,
it's a lot to do as
a
well.
A lot in 4 hours. You can sit down and watch. You have time to sit down and watch the musical acts. You have time to wander around and see the vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And grab lunch. You can do a lot in that 4 hours.
Sure. So you'll have some number of vendors, which may actually be increasing as we speak.
It is, yeah.
Some food options. Certainly some entertainment options.
Mm-hmm. We have, this year for entertainment, we have just had some Bollywood dancers join us. They found out we were doing the event. I believe they're local to the town, and they've done some dance events before. I'm quite excited for this, honestly, because I have not had the chance to see them before.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a couple returning acts. We're going to have Second Son.
Second Son.
Second Son, which they played last year. They were amazing. CEO is going to be performing. They have played for both Prides in the past, and they played for the flag raising, and they will be returning this year.
We have some more returning participants this year. Last year we had a great tarot card reader who's going to be coming back, and we have a second tarot card reader that's going to be coming, and we have some crafts for kids of all ages,
of all ages, as they say. Yes.
Face painting.
And we have new event or activity this year. We're going to be doing tie-dyeing, and this is actually going to relate to this year's t-shirt design, which Robin did for us.
Well,
Rob, Robin is our designer. We collaborated. But Robin did the original design, and then I just pounded on software until it behaved.
Oh. Okay.
But it's an awesome design. It's the words "Celebrate with Pride 2024 Franklin."
Okay.
And it's a waving flag to commemorate our first flag raising.
Yes.
What's interesting is that it is black on white, which many people will be like, "Your pride, where are all your rainbows?"
Right.
But that's why we have the tie-dye station. You can make your own rainbows in whatever arrangement you want them to be.
Oh.
So the idea is you make your own colors on your flag t-shirt. So
it's a participatory.
It is.
T-shirt.
It is. Make that t-shirt yours.
So do you hear that, parents? If you have kids, please bring your kids to the Pride event.
Yes.
They will have so much fun learning how to tie-dye their own clothes. We have t-shirts of all sizes.
We do.
And even if you want to clothe your dog in tie-dye.
We can make it work.
We can make it happen.
Yeah, we can make it work. And if you would prefer not to tie-dye your Pride t-shirt, you can bring something of your own. That's okay, too. We are going to have a slightly limited number just because of time constraints.
Right.
But first come, first serve, and we'll get in as many as we can get in.
Mm-hmm.
And
we'll have fabric markers also.
Yeah, we're going to have fabric markers and stuff.
So if you don't want to go through
the tie-dye
formal process.
I bought all the PPE for tie-dye. We've got gloves, and we've got plastic sleeves, and we've got aprons.
So you won't truly be wearing it, just the t-shirt
should end
up with it. Sounds like a fun 4-hour.
We do have food vendors.
We do. We have
food vendors.
Yeah, we have.
You may need a volunteer or two. Or more.
Or three. Or more than that. Yeah. We want as much participation as possible. Basically, we need some help before the event, starting at 11 a.m., to help vendors find their assigned spaces.
Okay.
And some have also requested assistance moving equipment from their vehicles
right.
to their assigned spaces.
Whatever their paraphernalia or booth stuff is.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And then likewise, we need some help with breakdown. After the event, which should end the event will end at 4, and we give an hour for vendors to break down.
Mm-hmm.
So we would really appreciate volunteers to help us out with that. If you're interested, then you can email us, franklinlgbtqalliance@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. We'll include that link in the show notes as well. So if you didn't scramble to get it written right away, that's okay. Go to the show notes.
And during the event, there are opportunities to volunteer, too. We need folks to work on a couple of different booths, some of the crafts, and where the fabric paint will be mm-hmm. to help folks if they need any help with that. And to hand out prizes for our passport game, which will be coming back this year. There will always be something, that we need help with.
So let's develop the passport. So you pick up a passport at kind of the main booth.
At the Franklin LGBTQ Alliance
table booth,
yep.
etc. And then you go to other places and get checked off?
It's kind of like a scavenger hunt. You walk around with the vendors and you look to see which ones have these rainbow ribbons, these big rainbow ribbons hanging where you can see them. And when you find them, you poke your head in and ask them for their letter stamp.
Uh-huh.
And when you've got the whole word spelled out, you can come back and get a prize.
Oh.
And they're pretty good prizes.
Yes. So. That sounds good. Good.
So even if you participated in the game last year, we may place these stamps in different places this year.
We're not going to make it that easy.
Devious.
And we have new prizes this year as well.
We do have new prizes.
Okay.
So it's worth playing again.
Yes.
This was surprisingly popular not only among children last year, but also some of the adults.
Big kids.
That's right.
Young at heart.
Well, the nice thing about the prizes is they're all ages. So, and the fun thing about Pride is everyone comes and just kind of lets their inner child out and mm-hmm. just enjoys the day. So, yes.
I also want to mention that there are going to be many shopping options for people. There are going to be jewelry makers who are going to be there. There's going to be a henna artist.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some clothes vendors. So a little bit for everyone.
We have some folks that do crochet. We have folks that are visual artists, do some drawings. Oh, that's one thing we didn't mention. Amy Adams is going to be there again this year, doing another live art project that folks can stop by and just kind of watch over her shoulder and see as she paints her impressions of the event again this year.
Mm-hmm.
So last year we got a beautiful painting of the gazebo, and I think it was Sio up there singing.
Mm-hmm. I remember at least taking a photo of her doing her painting of the gazebo behind with the singer or performer at the time, whoever it was. And it was in itself a picture of many depths.
And the event will also give you an opportunity to learn more about our group, since we're going to have our own booth. When you check in, so to speak, at the event, we'll have some materials where you can learn about our book club, which meets once a month. We're moving to a new location this fall. Pete's Nerd Emporium has graciously,
as opposed to the library,
moving to Pete's.
Oh, good.
Still in downtown area.
Still in downtown. Still convenient.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's going to be second Wednesdays of every month, 6:30 to 8:30.
Okay.
If you're interested, then you can look for our book club schedule, which I'll provide to Franklin TV.
Sure.
We have a flag planting. So we had the flag raising on the 1st, but we have flag planting on the 15th.
And these are all little mini flags on the common.
That's right.
Kind of like what other groups have done from time to time. I think Safe Coalition, I remember, did that at the end of August, I want to say, because of the National Overdose Day or whatever.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. So it makes for a beautiful final effect. Yeah, yes. To have the little flags there and mm-hmm. all the color.
So that's on Saturday the 15th. People just show up, or do they sign up beforehand?
You can just show up. It's going to start at 10 a.m.
I recall that was put on the calendar mm-hmm. for the cultural calendar.
Yep. Yep.
10 o'clock.
Yep. We put our stuff on the cultural calendar so anyone can find it when they need to.
Mm-hmm.
And
if you have any questions, you can also find us at Franklin Farmers Market. This month we'll be there on the 14th and the 21st.
That's right.
Okay.
Two Fridays coming up. We'll have our own booth there. So, for example, if you're interested in volunteering or just learning more about the vendors who are going to be there, then we'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, that's good timing, because you'll be there before the flag
mm-hmm.
planting, and then also before the day
just
itself.
Just before, yeah.
So,
yeah. And we'll also be at the Strawberry Festival.
June 7th. So you'll be there.
Yeah.
Like
we're going to be everywhere. That's right. So we will be not hard to find. So if you have any questions, like Robin said, if you just want to come stop by and say hi,
uh-huh.
if you want to find out what books we're reading, we'll have our list with us.
Right.
And we'll also talk about what some of our other activities we're thinking about for the fall are.
Right.
So.
I think you have a monthly meeting on Thursdays?
Yeah.
Or is it changing?
It is possibly changing days.
Okay.
And we haven't finalized that yet, but it will still be every month.
Okay. And that's in the newsletter, which they can sign up for on your page.
That's correct.
And then they'll get the updates as to when it is, and they'll update the cultural calendar accordingly.
Yep, that's right.
When it changes.
They can sign up for the newsletter on our Facebook site, or they can come to any of these booths we're going to be at, and we'll have that sign up sheet there.
Okay.
Or if they just want to email us at that email address and say, put me on.
Check the show notes.
We'll do that. Yep.
And just to give a taste of what we like to do at our meetings, last year we had a Halloween party for October. We had a Friendsgiving event in November. And in January, we had a re-gifting event.
Re-gifting, yes! Those are always fun.
sometimes we have some arts and crafts activities, like decorating ornaments for the Franklin Senior Center,
sure,
for example, or learning how to decorate cookies, since one of our members has lots of
baking skills,
culinary experience.
Culinary skills. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
What's wrong with a cookie? I mean,
oh, you can never go wrong with cookies. And we've gone bowling before, and we're talking about a future possible chili cook-off if we can finagle something with the TV station here in their fancy kitchen.
We do have a fancy kitchen here. Yes. Yeah, we prior to COVID, we had a few shows being created on a regular basis. Certainly post-COVID, it's been a little less busy. So for you and any other listeners, yes, if you want to do a cooking show, let us know. And if you want to do any other show, the studio is a community service. It is available. A la what we're doing here on the audio, we could also do in a video. So, yeah, there are lots of options.
This is a great place. I think this is a very good place for Franklin to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a community resource, and it's one of the charter phrases I like to repeat is it amplifies the public good. That's what we're here to do. Amplify the public good.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yep.
So although we will be moving to Peace Nerd Emporium for our new home in the fall, we will be having one last event at the library this Thursday, same time as usual, 6 to 8. And Jen is going to be...
We're running musical bingo.
Musical bingo.
A game. Yeah, that's right. And all of the music will be prideful music. So
that makes sense.
We're going to have some recognizable tunes. We're going to have songs based on a color. That, okay. Have you just mentioned the rainbow colors?
Sure.
We'll have quite a mix. And then the idea is you have your bingo sheet in front of you with the musical artist and the name of the song.
Right.
And you have to find them only by knowing the song. Although we sometimes give hints.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know that one. I've heard it. What is it?
Or everyone starts looking around at each other going, what is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If especially some of the opening moments are somewhat more obscure. They're not as iconic as others. So, yeah. Than if the hint's really required to go to the chorus.
That's true.
By that time, if they still don't know, sorry.
Moving on from there. Yeah, that's right.
Franklin LGBTQ Alliance has made a huge difference in my life ever since I've moved here with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
It's given us a great community within Franklin. I always look forward to our monthly events, and we have various events during the month. And as Jen was saying earlier, we want to provide a place where people can be themselves. People don't need to be afraid of mentioning their gender identity or their sexual orientation. And since we're a new group, it gives people the opportunity also to help shape the group.
Yes.
So if we're not doing something right now, then you can suggest it to us, and you could even take a leadership position in organizing that sort of event.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just want to make sure everyone knows of that that opportunity that you have right now.
Yeah. Or if you don't want to take a leadership position, if you want to sit in the back and just play the games, we still want you to come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just whatever you want to do, just come do it with us.
Mm-hmm.
We're fun to be around. We really are.
Good. So to recap, June 15th, Flag Planting Day.
That's right.
June 22nd, Pride Day.
That's right.
You'll be at the Strawberry Stroll Farmers Market before both the Planting Day and Pride Day.
That's right.
You have monthly meetings.
That's right.
You have monthly
book club.
Location on the monthly meeting may be changing, but sign up to the newsletter, then you find out what's happening all the time, every time.
That's right. I think you got it.
You got a good summary?
And in the unfortunate event that we have inclement weather, On Saturday, June 22nd, we do have a rain date of the very next day.
Sunday,
June 23rd. Same place.
Same place, same time. Yes. Yep. Nice and simple.
Same bat channel. Can we say that? No, that's probably not.
Same black, bat place, same bat time.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, thank you for spending some time today to share the info, and hopefully there'll be some crowds at multiple events coming forward in June for Pride Month.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve, for having us.
No, thank you for sharing. It takes two to tango, right?
Or three.
All three. Or four. More the merrier. And for the listeners, quick reminder, we do this because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.